This is Brian Jenkins of Chosen 300 Ministries. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we hope you enjoy today's message. Be sure to join us on the web at www.chosen300.org, where you can learn about volunteer activities and also opportunities for giving. You can give by sending us a gift to Chosen 300 Ministries at P.O. Box 95, Ardmore, Pennsylvania, 19003. We also have an option for online giving right on our website at chosen300.org, and we also encourage you to designate your United Way or community giving gifts at your place of employment to Chosen 300 Ministries. This is a big help to our ongoing expense for our mission projects in Center City, Philadelphia. We want to thank you so much for joining to us today, and may God bless you and you enjoy today's message.
Luke 12 chapter, verse 6 and 7. We thank God for the reading of our scripture today by our brother. Amen. Luke the 12th chapter, verse 6 and 7. It says, "Are not five sparrows sold for two farthings, and are not one of them forgotten before God? But even the very hairs of your head are numbered. Fear not, therefore, ye are more value than many of the sparrows." Let us pray. Father, we thank you and we give you praise, God, for your word. We ask that you make your word a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathways, that we might hide your word in our heart, that we might not sin against God. Lord, we ask that you consecrate us now for thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. May my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. In Jesus' name, let everyone say amen. 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 Our message for this morning is that don't underestimate yourself. Just turn to your neighbor this morning and say, neighbor, don't underestimate yourself. You know, I was flicking through the channels last night. I was kind of just chilling and relaxing, and I was flicking through the channels, and I got to one of the PBS stations. And once in a while, I'll stop there at the PBS station. But at the PBS station, they had one of the shows where a person brings in an artifact or something from their house that they had in storage, and they tell the person what this is worth. And there was one lady that had this statue, had a little statue about this high, and she was using it at her house for a doorstop. And she brought it to this evaluation or these estimators that saw the value of something and tried to determine what someone else would pay for it. And she had this little statue that she had used for a doorstop, but when she brought it to the presenters or the estimators, they had determined that this little statue was worth about $6,000 to $8,000, but she was using it as a doorstop. She had underestimated the value of what she had in her possession, something that came her way, whether she went through a garage sale, whether she was left something, whether she was left a whole bunch of stuff by a grandmother. She had this statue that she had underestimated its value and was simply using it for a doorstop. But now that she has found out what the value, the estimator said to her that I recommend that you stop using this as a doorstop and you put it on a mantle somewhere, or you sell it or exchange it for its actual value. A lot of times we look at ourselves and we do not value ourselves for who we are. Now, there's nothing wrong with having pride in yourself. There's something wrong with being proudful, but there's nothing wrong with being proud of who you are. God has created you wonderfully made in the sight of God. He had a purpose for you being here, and you have to understand that if God thought you were valuable enough to bring the earth, then you have some value. I'm convinced that God made me something special, because God doesn't make any junk. He made me something wonderful. And I know a lot of times we think because, you know, our mama or daddy did something that was outside of God's will or outside of God's law, we think that we are here by mistake. But I want to let you know this morning that God does not make mistakes. He intended you to be here, and you are a purpose for God's work. Can someone say amen? Amen. Amen. In our scripture in Luke, starting out with Luke in the 12th chapter, verse 6, and if you want to put that back on the screen for me, Luke, the 12th chapter, verse 6, it says, "Are not five sparrows sold for two farthings, and not one of them is forgotten before God?" Verse 7. Help him, Shanny. Thank you. But even the very hairs on your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, ye are more valuable than many sparrows. Now when you think about a sparrow is a bird. And God knows all about that sparrow. Now, if he values more a sparrow, how much more does he value you? You're valuable to God, and God has put a value on you, saying that I've loved you so much that I've given you life. And not only have I given you life, I've given my only begotten son for you. And he says, if I've given you my son, I will not also give you freely all things. So we thank God for what he has valued us as. But a lot of times we underestimate ourselves. We say, well, you know, I don't have a lot of money. I don't have a lot of stuff. I've been here. I've been there. I'm the least of my family. My family is all that, but I'm the least. And we put ourselves in positions that says we're not valued. This morning, my challenge to you is don't underestimate yourself, but start valuing yourself in the way that God values you. In the sixth chapter of the book of Judges that was read this morning, Judges comes about in the time where Israel is in a very rebellious state. They are disobeying God left and right. If you remember the history of Israel, Israel began where Abraham had a son named Isaac, and it was Jacob. Jacob had 12 sons, or the 12 tribes of Israel. They were brought into the land of Goshen during the 7 years of famine, when Joseph had brought them in as he delivered the land from famine and helped them to overcome their circumstance. And the Bible says there rose up another king who knew not Joseph nor the ways of Joseph, and he enslaved them. And the Lord allowed that enslavery to last for 400 years. But then he brought them out of the land of Egypt. And you know the story, when they got to the Red Sea, Moses stretched out his rod and the sea parted, and they went through on dry land. And then Joshua, after they had disobeyed God, even after he delivered them from the land of Egypt, they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. Then we get to the book of Joshua, where the Joshua story is that Joshua brought them into the promised land. Now this is after they are already in the promised land. We come into the book of Judges, that the children of Israel, after God had did all of this for them, he brought them out of the land of Egypt, he delivered them from Balak, the king of Moab. He delivered them from the hand of the Egyptians. He delivered them from the hands of all the Canaanites, the Acolytes, and all the other ites. He brought them out because he wanted them to know that he loved them and he was their people. They disobeyed God and began to worship the gods of the Canaanites. They began to worship Baal. They began to worship the golden calves. All the false gods of that land, they began to worship them. And God got ticked off. God got ticked off. And the reason for their affliction in the book of Judges, as you read the book of Judges, you will find they go in turmoil. They repent and say, Lord, I'm sorry. And then the Lord brings them out of their turmoil. And then all of a sudden, they disobey God again. And then God allows turmoil or allows affliction to come upon them. They say, God, oh, we're sorry, we repent. And the Lord delivers them out of their turmoil. And then all of a sudden again, they forget what God did. And then they go back and do the same sin. Somebody's going through the same thing right now. They're going through the same sin. And then they say, Lord, I'm sorry. The Lord delivers them out of their trouble. And as soon as God delivers them out of their trouble, they're going right back into fornication. And then they say, oh God, I'm sorry. And then the Lord brings them out of their circumstance, and then they go right back into trouble. And they repeated this over and over and over again. In the book of Judges, we find that it was now the Midianites. The Midianites were people that God had used and allowed them to afflict the children of Israel because of their disobedience and their walking outside of the will and the way and the word of God. Let me tell you something. God does allow situations to come your way. Not all the trouble that you deal with in life is because of sin. And I don't want you to ever misinterpret that. But I am convinced that sin will allow trouble to find you. When you fall short of God's word, when you fall out of his way, when you live a life that is unforgiving, live a life that is selfish, live a life that is unpleasing to God himself, you will find that that will cause you to live in a place of turmoil, a place of difficulty, and a place of calamity. And Israel was living in a place of calamity. As we read the sixth chapter, we find in the fourth verse of the sixth chapter, it says, "And they encamped against them." This is the Midianites. "And destroyed the increase of the earth, till thou come unto Gaza, and left no substance for Israel, neither sheep, nor ox, nor ass." Verse 6. "And Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites, and the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord." Now let me ask you a question. Why, when difficulties come, when calamity comes, is the only time that we know how to cry out to God? Why do you have to wait for a problem to come into your life and say, "Oh God, I need you"? It's amazing, you know, I visit the prisons and I teach the prisons. If I found out that everybody in the prison found God. Amen. You go to jail, you find God. "Oh God, help me. Lord, deliver me. Help me get through parole." But as soon as God brings them out of their circumstance, somehow Jesus got lost in block 5. And a lot of us have the same mentality. Because we're going through difficulty right now, we're crying unto the Lord, "Lord, bring me out. Lord, help me overcome. Lord, make a way out of no way." But when God brings you out of your circumstance and out of your difficulty, will you still bless his name? Will you still magnify him? Will you still lift him up just because he's God? You know, when we talk about tithing, we don't beat people over the head here with it. We understand that some people don't have money. That's fine. You can come to this church and not have money. That's fine. But when God does bless you, amen, you have a responsibility to bring your tithes into the storehouse, save the Lord. Now listen, the reason why you tithe, the reason why you give back to God is just because he's God. You do not give to get a blessing. You do not give so God can open the windows of heaven. Those are byproducts of you blessing God and giving back to him. The reason why I tithe, the reason why I bring my offerings to the house of God, the reason why I give him my service, my time, my energy, and my talent is because God is so good. And there's no other reason. It's because he's God. And beside him, there is none other. And the reason why I serve him with diligence, the reason why I bless his name like I don't have no sense, is because God is God. And beside him, there is none other. Oh, hallelujah. I bless him in season. Bless him out of season. Bless him in the city. And bless him in the field. You got to realize that the reason why you ought to serve God, the reason why you ought to live holy, the reason why you ought to cry unto him, because he is God. Oh, hallelujah. But Israel was greatly impoverished, to the point that there was no substance in Israel. There was no substance. And in verse 12, the Lord appeared unto Gideon. And he said unto him, "The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor." Now listen, Gideon is hiding behind the wine press. Separating the wheat. And here the angel of the Lord comes unto Gideon and says, "Gideon, thou mighty man of valor." See, a lot of us are hiding around in different places, hiding from this, hiding from that, hiding from child support, hiding from our past, hiding from bad relationships, hiding from this, and you're hiding. But God is coming to you and saying, "Thou mighty man of valor." This morning I want you to understand you have to stop underestimating who you are. Because even though if you have some things in the past, God has forgiven you. He sent a son to die on Calvary for the purpose that you might be clean of your sin. And now he is looking at you from a whole different light. The light that he was looking at before his son came is that we were a people that was against his word, against his way. But now that his blood has been shed on Calvary, he's looking at you and say, you mighty man of valor. You are valuable. You are valuable to me. Verse 15. And he said unto him, this is Gideon speaking, O my Lord, wherewith shall I serve Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least of my father's house. I'm the least. Now this is how Gideon was looking at himself. This is how Gideon... This is how some of us are looking at ourselves, that we're the least. But God is saying, you mighty man of valor. You have potential, and as long as you understand that if I am on your side, you're greater than the whole world against you. You have the capacity, the ability to accomplish anything you put your mind to, but you have to understand that as long as you do it with me, you are a mighty man of valor. Stop underestimating who you are and realize that you're something great, that you're more than a conqueror through him that loved you. Understand that in Christ you can do all things, that there's nothing impossible with God. You have to understand, how many people believe today that there's no failure in God? How many people believe that there's no failure in God? Now listen very carefully. Is God in your heart? Is God in your life? Now, if there's no failure in God, and God is in you, that means there's no failure in you. Just point to yourself real quickly and say, there's no failure in me. I am not going to underestimate myself anymore. I am a mighty man of valor. Come on, put your hands together and bless the Lord today. I'm not going to underestimate who I am. I'm not going to allow people to call me out of my name. I am who I am, something wonderful and beautiful in the sight of God. Don't let nobody tell you that you're scum. Don't let nobody tell you that you are a bad person. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't make it. I'm here to tell you that the Word of God says that you can do anything but fail, because if God can do anything but fail, that means you can do anything but fail. Get God's perception of you in your heart and understand that you are a mighty man of valor. There was a comedian on last night on the Tom Joyner Show. On the Tom Joyner Show, I was watching a lot of TV last night. On the Tom Joyner Show, there was a comedian. And one of the things that she said is that she does not let anyone call her out of her name. Especially some of them songs that come on the radio that call them the H word and that word and the B word. She says, you don't let anybody identify you outside of what God has called you. Because if you allow them to call you out of your name, I ain't telling them to give them a beat down. I'm telling you just to understand that you don't receive that and say that, no, because my Bible says what? I'm more than conqueror. My Bible says that I'm holy. My Bible says that I'm the righteousness of God. The Bible says that I'm a saint. The Bible says that I'm an heir of salvation. The Bible says I'm purchased by God. I'm born of the Spirit and washed in his blood. This is my story. I don't know what your story is. I don't know what your position or how you perceive yourself, but the way that I perceive myself is through the eyes of this word. And if this word says I'm something great, I'm something great. If this word says I'm a mighty man of valor, I'm a mighty man of valor. If this word says I'm the righteousness of God, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Don't underestimate yourself today. You are valuable. You're valuable, you're valuable, you're valuable, you're valuable, you're valuable, you're valuable. Just turn to your neighbor today and say, neighbor, you're valuable. Now make it personal for yourself. Say, neighbor, I'm valuable.
Come on, put your hands together and bless Jesus today. Oh, hallelujah. I'm valuable. I am somebody. I'm somebody special. I'm so smart I can do anything. I'm able because God has made me able. I'm something wonderful and I am something great. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, let's stand on our feet and just magnify God this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name. Oh, glory to your name. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Thank you for your son. Thank you for your blood that you shed on Calvary for our sins. That made us the righteousness of God. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you and we praise you today for your word. We thank you, God, that we are no longer going to underestimate who we are in you. But we thank you, God, that we have value. We're no longer going to allow ourselves to be used as a doorstop, but God, we're going to place ourselves on the mantle to declare to the world that we are the righteousness of God. We are the mighty men of valor. And we just pray, God, that you would help us achieve everything that you want in our lives, that we might fulfill the purpose and plan that you have for us. And we thank you for that victory this morning. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Oh, and we just give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Now, with every head continue to be bowed this morning, if you've never accepted Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, and you want to make that commitment that you want to be saved today, you need Jesus in your life so that you can be a mighty man of valor. Just lift your hand up where you are if you want to be saved. We see some hands here this morning. Hallelujah. For the benefit of those that raise their hands, I want everyone to repeat this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for my sins. Forgive me. Come into my heart. Lord Jesus, be my Lord and Savior. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, I welcome you to live in me. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord praise. He's worthy. Amen. For those of you who have raised your hands, you make that commitment today and you have not been baptized, or you just were out of fellowship for a long time, this is a good place for you to come. Come to the class this Saturday at 3 o'clock so you can learn the basic principles of salvation. And also after that, in class 2, you learn the operation of the church, what it means to be baptized, what it means to take communion, and what it is to take the right hand of fellowship. You want to be at those classes the 2nd and 4th Saturday at 3 o'clock. How many people have not been baptized here? Have not been baptized. You need to be at that class this Saturday at 3 o'clock so that way you can learn about what it means to be baptized, and then so we can baptize you. This is the first Sunday that we've been here since we've had the pool that we haven't baptized anybody. Every first Sunday, we want to make sure that we're baptizing somebody where you're making your profession to the world that Jesus Christ is Lord of your life. Amen? Amen. 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 We want to thank God for his goodness. It's been an awesome day today. Amen. Hallelujah. Awesome day. Thank God for his word. Thank you.
Well, praise the Lord. We hope you enjoyed today's mission message for today. We encourage you once again to sow a seed of faith into this ministry. We are the ministry that is uniting the body of Christ to reach the world, to help the homeless and less fortunate. We also encourage you to join us every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. for our Sunday morning worship and breakfast. And again, any volunteer opportunity, they're located on the website at chosen300.org, where you can participate in helping the homeless and less fortunate. May God bless you and may heaven smile upon you.